Welcome, everyone, to Stepping into Sovereignty, Activating the Fierce Love of the Sacred Feminine, where wisdom keepers from all over the globe are summoning up the courage to take decisive and loving action to create the future we desire. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Phoenix Ngig. Phoenix offers clients and audiences channeled knowledge and guidance from the goddess Gaia, her spirit. She speaks to us through visions and her voice and connects us to the natural world, multidimensional beings, ancestors, and our star families. Phoenix is gifted in the ability to connect to that deep feminine field and offer anyone, wherever they are in the world, deep, profound, and accurate guidance from the goddess that impacts their lives holistically and inspires every area of their lives. She shows us that everything is connected by an invisible field of intelligence, and she shows us where in our personal lives we're growing, evolving, and evolving. She also helps us shift, upgrade, reconnect, and embody more passionately our true selves. Phoenix sees and hears the feminine in any gender, race, age, or species. The feminine is the primal spirit, the aliveness and vibrancy that transcends gender. She's the dance of all life, and she speaks to us through our heart, intuition, our right brain hemisphere, in the language of the goddess. Phoenix empowers her clients to connect with their heart, to listen to the voice of their own profound inner guidance, freeing and releasing blocks and patterns that have kept them stuck, allowing them to harness the power of their intuition and feminine wisdom, so that even after their sessions and on into the future, they feel like they have a wealth of guidance from the goddess to rebirth into their fullness and to support their lives. All her clients are utterly unique way showers and pioneers looking to access guidance from a deeper source to inspire their own connection for their body, their loves, and their planet. Phoenix, it is always such a pleasure to have you. And I'm so excited because your topic today sounds amazing. It's called From the Oracle, Fierce Feminine Love for a New Earth. It just gives me chills.
Yeah, right. We're ready.
So talk to your channelers, and what do you mean when you say the oracle?
Yes. So hello, everybody. It is so lovely to be here with you all. And Kathy, I'm so honored to work with you again. I just love it. I love what you're doing. So thank you. Yeah, what are channelers? So for some of your audience, that might be a new thing. So a channeler is someone who is able to connect to quiet their own mind, to quiet their own story, their own being, and connect to a vaster source of intelligence through spirit. This comes in many forms for different channelers, and sort of historically we might call ourselves a psychic or a medium in the past, but there seems to be on the planet a whole new generation of channelers coming through. So they are bringing really specific multidimensional wisdom through from different sources, and my sense is they are the speakers for the new earth coming.
Wow, that gives me chills too. So what has been your personal path to claim this? Like, how did it show up? Tell us your story.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good question, because I know I always had the gift, as so many people do. We've all had that intuitive nudge, that feeling in our gut that something isn't right, those red flag warnings. They're always right, but we don't listen. So I think for me, I had the gift, but it was wonky. You know, it wasn't coming through a clear channel, shall we say, because I would have those nudges. I would see things. whether it was a spirit or hear something, but I wasn't able to embody what that meant. Mm-hmm. I didn't have, you know, the culture that would allow that. Right. So it's been a really long journey. I'm the classic indigo child who's had to rebel and be traumatized and heal loads and loads and loads and loads. And eventually my gift started coming through in a way that I think I mentioned this to you before, Kathy. I was sitting in the forest and I realized that I could hear the trees, that I could receive knowledge from the trees. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, what's that? Going back to your right. So then going back to your first question, what's the oracle? This was my inquiry. This is what happened. So I started to, the more I worked with my body and dance and healing my heart, my past stories and healing my womb and my yoni, I started to receive this really feminine guidance, and I didn't know what it was really. So, okay, it's there. And then started to realize, looking anthropologically, that oracles were a part of humanity for a long, long time. And then about, I suppose, over the last 2,000 years, they were wiped out, because we became very religious and we became scientific. So that wisdom, we've just, I suppose, we became Newtonian, we became dualistic, we became separate from our sense of source. God became something out there that was judging us. We were the sinners. And then scientific rationalism and Newtonian essentialism came in since the Greek philosophers, I suppose, they started. And so instead of that intuitive guidance direct from the source, we started to receive, reality maps that were created, that were worked out by our mind, our linear empirical mind. So I believe that if we balance that with our feminine guidance, we will birth a new reality. Because when we tune into that divine feminine guidance in any gender, there is no power over, there is no hurting, raping, taking, abusing, controlling, boxing, what's this word? Yeah, controlling. The feminine, you can't control the feminine. Volcanoes and oceans and seas and weather systems, and they're trying for sure, but we're all going to die because of it, you know. So my sense is if we look at every single system on the planet that already exists, but use that other guidance, that multi-dimensional guidance to create and reformat what we've already made, will create a new earth, a new world.
Right. Wow.
So at this point in time on the planet, that feels very necessary.
Right.
Can you speak into the benefits? I mean, obviously there's that benefit, but the benefits that channeling has for humanity in the broad sense.
Yes. So that bit I was saying, going back to our sovereignty was taken away by the old cultures, mm-hmm. of the old paradigm. So we have false gods, essentially. And to me, that was the religions and the science. And there's all good things in these things. There's amazing things. But the bit they took away, the religions, the science, the education systems, they took away our sovereignty, our embodied connection, so that we are the connection. We are the guide. No one's in charge of us. No one is superior to us. You know, race, creed, caste, class, in the future, it's going to be irrelevant, just totally irrelevant. because each being is being guided to create their life from their soul's wisdom, which is part of a collective soul's wisdom. Mm-hmm. And we've come down here onto the planet, and I sort of see it like we're kind of little ants, worker bees or something, for a false mother, a false nipple. You know, and we're all working away, everyone's overriding their soul's worth, most people, their soul's worth, their soul's guidance of how to create, how to heal themselves, how to connect multidimensionally, how to live a more expanded conscious life, because it's joyful.
Right?
Right. I mean, it's where we're going.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know. And so, yeah, but it's not easy. Like, we're not there yet. We've got to keep, you know, pinging back into the old paradigm, and there's wars and abuse and the planet's dying, and, you know, that's real. And the dream of Gaia is here as well. So she's, how to say, you know how, like, in a seed, you know how in a seed, the oak, the blueprint of the oak is in the seed, or the acorn, sorry, and then so is the forest and how the forest works. And that's how I see Gaia. So even though to us she's the most evolved she's ever been, to her she's still the acorn. She's like, I'm about to expand, I'm about to grow, I'm done with the old age of Pisces or whatever it's called as well. You know, we're moving into this new era, and she's going to expand exponentially. We're going to expand exponentially. And we have to get on board with that. That's how I understand it. Doesn't mean we have to live a perfect life. It's just like, just get on it. That fierce love for ourselves and the people we love and our community and whatever we're up to.
So it feels to me like, I mean, there's like little tendrils of questions coming in, but it feels like, and one of them is the question around sovereignty. And I don't know if it needs to come from you or if maybe we need to tune in to the Oracle and see what she has to say.
Yeah,
let's do that. Love and how to, because what I see for a lot of us is like, we're all on board with this. That's why we signed up to listen. But we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of frozen.
Yeah.
And what I would just love to hear what she has to say about all of that.
Thank you. Yeah. Should we do that now?
That sounds awesome.
Should we tune in? Okay, good. Okay. Let's see what wants to come through. So I'm just going to drop in in the same way I do for my clients and for myself. So asking to be a clear channel. Yeah. Welcome. The cold wind that blows through your hearts, the old fears, the icicles, the tears, bring you into a germination phase. You speak of not knowing what to do. I invite you to remember instead who to be. The being is what has been lost in your inhumanity. The doing, the climbing, the striving, turned into a malicious conniving through no fault of their own. I invite you to soften, to sweeten, to surrender. To drop in and close the curtains. Bring awareness to all of who you are. Everything you see beyond that window is a reflection of everything inside you.
Let
your words speak from the depth of your heart. Let your words move. Let your sound speak and heal your body, your heart. They need not make sense. They will bring you deep, deep guidance. Align with the earth, the cosmos, the stars, closing your eyes. Remember, you are mulch. Remember, you are leaves. You are trees and branches. You are night skies and sunlight dancing. You are all of this and more. So much more will be revealed. So much more. But until the human falls back into their sovereign space, very little can change in your world because it is being created from the same old faces. Thank you. Kathy, do we get your question? Answer.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I'm in my eyes. I was just like, okay, keep it together, girl.
Oh.
This is so palatable.
Oh,
I mean, I could just feel the Divine Mother just all around me. And
yeah.
And whoa, she's zeroed right in. I'm not just, I know that that was for everyone, but wow, did she kick mine?
She okay, good. I'll have to watch the replay. Thank that you. It felt good. Do you want to ask anything else while we're here?
So I don't know that this is for her, but I would be so happy to hear, because my thought was when she said, you know, to go in, to slow down this, you know, and pandemics are notorious for making us do that and making us be introspective. And it was almost like we needed this sacred divine pause.
Yes.
To find ourselves again.
Yes, I like the word germination. Mm-hmm. I think she said.
Yes. Like
germination. Mm-hmm. Shall I see if there's anything there on that?
Sure.
Just thank you. Oh, Kathy, you are surrounded by elders. Oh my gosh. There's all these elders around you. Brown skin, black skin, blue black skin, light brown skin. You're white, but you have, it's like the whole world spirit elders all around you. Mm. Thank you. Virus, I'm asking about the virus. So the elders are drawing in the sand with a long stick. The virus is the first phase, bringing a circle of unity to the planet. They're drawing a circle in the sand. The division is rising. A sense of splitting. It feels as though the virus is splitting your world. The opposite is true. Try not to allow the obvious three-dimensional story of the virus split you too. A circle is gathering. Full of spirals and spheres. And people will begin gathering in new ways, new tiers. Order, yes, there is order, but not in the same ways. A second phase is coming, a new wave, a different outlook, a different sky, a different light is going to shine. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, child. Don't be afraid. What is coming does not yet have a name. Something exquisite, something unknown, something spectacular, something you have called as a group, alone in the cosmos, so alone. So heartbreaking your plight. So heartbreaking feeling you in the night, the anxiety, the despairs, the depressions, the pains felt across your globe. Millennia. And for what? For what gain? For what? A light is coming in the night. Does not have a name. Do not be afraid, child. Do not be afraid. You have everything to gain. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope that supported you.
Wow. Yeah. Ooh. I think it supported everyone. That was incredible.
Thank you. She is. Yes.
If you, Phoenix, could speak into your understanding of, I know the going within, what does it mean for you to be sovereign?
And
how does that play into where we're going?
Thank you. Yeah, I love the title of your whole conference. It's a big one.
It is a big one.
It's a big one. I'm not there yet. And that's the real, like when I'm in Tesco's or whatever, you know, I'm like, oh my God, you know, we've got a long way to go. Or when I'm triggered, I'm like, oh my God, you know, what hope have we got? But that dream seed is there in all of us. We're remembering that dream seed. It's activating in us. I loved what she was saying about there's this more that's going to be revealed that we can't comprehend yet because we're not ready. We're too triggered. You know, we're not unified. It's quite far away, that moment, I imagine. Right. Yeah. So your question, sorry.
No, it's all right.
Sovereignty. So for me personally, it is about, I so lived from the trauma story. I so lived from the victim story.
Mm-hmm.
I so lived from this idea that the power of life was outside of me and I had to go and find it or get it or prove it or something. And so for me, it was turning inwards. I go, oh, you know, revealing, self-revealing, going into my womb cycle and really moving with the light aspect and the shadow aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my gifts are trying to come through and then these are the shadows that hold me back and going around this spiral, which is very feminine, of course, that cyclical spiral. And learning how to grow from the soul, from the heart, from within. And it's a constant journey, like you know, Kathy. You know, it's like another, you upgrade, you're like, yes. You expand, you're like, I'm enlightened. No, you're not enlightened. Clang, you know, everything falls apart. You're in another level, another layer of the life cake. So sovereignty for me has been about listening to my own guidance before the outside world and learning to listen to that. So I'm still part of the outside world. I still, you know, if I need surgery, I'm going to go to a hospital. You know, I'm not going to fully reject the entire planet.
Right.
But it's learning to listen to my guidance and speak what I need to speak in my life, in the things, the personal issues I have in my life, and deal with them from a sovereign space. Because actually, once we know what our shadow is and how it plays out and how that little girl in us or little boy in us needs so much love and so much care for us to really speak in the world, you know how hard it is. Wow, what a journey. That's sovereignty, knowing that, oh, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my little child inside me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, to live from that place or live from a victim or live from a persecutor, a sort of bitchy energy, or you know, all these things, they're just old paradigm wounds. And so for me, it's like coming into my own source and then learning to create. And this is a journey to from 5D, basically from spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let spirit do the work.
Mm-hmm.
We do some of the work,
mm-hmm.
But I don't believe we're going to be working 9-to-5 jobs, 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's probably going to go within the next few years. I mean, I don't know how quickly this is going to happen. It's really going to change.
I think it's already changing. I mean, here in the States, it's like there's still many people that are working from home. And, you know, I can see the shift. And
yeah.
I can see the potential, which, you know, I, in some respects, you know, I don't want to ever negate anyone's suffering, but in some respects, a pandemic is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
absolutely. It's an awakening.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It really is.
This has been just huge. If you could leave our listeners with any message from mm-hmm. your heart and your mm-hmm. womb, what would it be?
Please stop hiding. Please come out.
I love it.
Please.
Right?
Just whatever it is, you know, we can't all do everything. It's just like, what's your little piece? This is my little piece. You know, right. What's your little piece?
Right.
That's enough. That's all you've got to do.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. your little piece. Beautiful. That's exactly it. Yeah. If all of us, and this came through in the first interview I did, she needs all of us, just our piece, but all of us.
All of us listening. Yeah, if we actually listen, it's really easy to think that we have to go and be, you know, do some huge movement or some huge rebellion or some write some famous book or, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's journalism or I don't know. But it isn't that. What I see is that the new earth is lighting up like a grid across the earth mm-hmm. of awake humans. Mm-hmm. And the power, like someone said to me, oh, Bill Gates should be shot or someone 5G. And I said, no, but it actually isn't about them. Mm-hmm. They're just a symptom of an unconscious world, hierarchy, crazed power, whatever, doing some good in the world, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's because the people aren't awake that they have the power. So just wake up. Wake up. You're already awake. If you're watching Kathy's conference, you're already awake. You know, just do what you're here. Just speak what you need to speak. How's it going? Yeah. And it's very humble though, isn't it? Like mm-hmm. it's like awake people are very humble. They're not that showy.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Wow. I think everyone should have this experience with you, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Kathy.
So I'm going to tell everyone about your free gift, which is a 30% discount off of your an hour channeled session. And you record those, right? So they can go back and listen to them again?
Yeah, so I can work globally via Zoom. And so I record an MP4 audio recording for my clients. And I'm giving you, a £51 voucher off. Wow. Only through Kathy's event. So please, if you are at all interested in receiving guidance for your path, please do click below.
Click below.
Hello.
And they can also find you on your website.
Yeah, goddessrocks.co.uk. I'm in England. Mm-hmm. So I hold live audiences in England, but everything else you can book online. Yeah.
It's always a joy to be with you, Phoenix. I'm just so, so thrilled what you pulled in here for me and for the whole group was exquisite.
Thanks, Kathy. You got me. It means a lot. Thank you. To be at this stage in 2020 where people want to know, they want to hear this, is just for me. I can't tell you. It's such a life journey. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I know. I hear the little you speaking, but when you were pulling in what you were pulling in, the whole room was full. And, you know, I can still feel her. So thank you. Thank you for waking up.
Thank you, Kathy. So much love.
So much love to you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.